Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Dalet in Maseches Gittin. Thanks to the recording, John Seltzer, who's joining us tonight, remembered where we left off. That's why nowadays HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust us. Once upon a time, they were able to trust the previous generation. Everybody remembered where they were left off. Everybody remembered what their Rabbeim said. You didn't need recordings. You didn't need YU Torah. You didn't need Torah anytime. You didn't need all that. But Baruch Hashem, because it's recorded, we remember where we left off. Okay, so we picked up on the Avdalid Amid Alf. What is our Gemara discussing? Our Gemara over here is discussing the Shita of Rebbe Meir. The Gemara is saying, according to Rebbe Meir, there would be no requirement to say Befanai Nechtam, but rather the only requirement would be, there would be no requirement to say Befanai Nechtav. The only requirement would be to say Befanai Nechtav. Because Rebbe Meir is of the opinion, Afilu Matzo Bahashba is going to be kosher. So on today's daf, what we're going to discuss is, number one, we're going to try to understand Rebbe Meir's Shita in a sharper way, as well as the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Most of our daf, in terms of the Gemara, not in terms of the Tosas, we're going to spend a lot of time in Tosas on the issues of Shita, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Lazar, and summarizing the Shitas of the Tosas. Most of the Gemara itself is going to be discussing the Shitas of the Mishnayos of Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. What areas in Eretz Yisrael you need to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, and what areas you don't need to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. That's going to take us through two Dalid Amud Beis, and the Gemara ultimately is going to conclude with a very important Shita. We've learned up until now that there's a machlokas between Rava and Rabba. What's the reason you need to say Fanetta, Fanetta? Is it based on Lashmar? Is it based on Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo? If you take a look on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, that's how we're going to conclude today's daf. We're going to conclude Rabba Islay de Rava. The Rabba also agrees with Rava. He says that there's two reasons to say Fanetta, Fanetta. Number one is because they're not balking lishma. Number two is ein edim mitzuyim l'kayma. So when the Gemara begins on top of the Dalet Amud Aleph, v'chi tema anan midoraisa kamasninan la, the Gemara is asking the following question on its understanding of Rebbe Meir. We assume that according to Rebbe Meir, there's no reason to say b'fanei nechtav. You only need to say b'fanei nechtav. And the proof is on the bottom of Gimel Mabez, where the Gemara had said that if you found it in the garbage, the halach is that's going to be kosher according to Rebbe Meir. That would seem to indicate that according to Rebbe Meir, the ksiva does not have to be lishmas. Just the Gemara on top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Maybe when we say according to Rebbe Meir, the halach is it's kosher, that's only min ha-Torah. And b'mid rabbanan, then you have to have ksiva and chasim lishma. The question that the Gemara was preoccupied with on daf gimel was maybe the requirement of b'fanai nechta makes no sense according to any of the tanoim, because at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should only need to say b'fanai nechta. According to Rabbi Meir, you should only say b'fanai nechta. So Gemara is suggesting maybe min haTorah, even according to Rabbi Meir, you require ksiva lishma. Iachi haimer hayu Rabbi Meir dvar teira mibayle. Then the words on the last line that we had on Gimel Amud Beis should not be omer hayu Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir had said, but it should be say dvar teira, because midrabbanan, the halacha would be that unique ksiva lishma. So the Gemara says that can't be correct, and therefore Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that you don't need ksiva lishma altogether. If that's so, so we come back to the original question, why do we need both b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav lishma? Says the Gemara, Ella olam Rebbe Lazar, you really find Rebbe Lazar, v'chila bay Rebbe Lazar chasima, heicha deleka edim klab. Rebbe Eliezer says that you don't need ksiva chasima lishma. Says Rebbe Eliezer, you don't need chasima lishma. That only is in an instance where you don't have Eide Chasim altogether. But Hecha di Ika Eidim, but where you have Eidim, Ba'i. Then in such a case, the Eidim have to be Chosem Lishma. The Amar Rabbi Abba is Rabbi Abba taught Moda Rabbi Lazar Mzuif Mitocho Shu Pasal. Rashi explains that this halacha, there are going to be two stages over here in terms of understanding our Gemara. One is understanding the rule of Mzuif Mitocho, the paradigmatic examples of Mzuif Mitocho, and then number two is applying it to our case. The paradigmatic case of Mizuif Mitocho are, as Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaskil, Mizuif Mitocho, if you have a karov or a pasul that sign on the get, so then in such a case, Mizuif Mitocho. In other words, even though according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need those signatures, but if somebody's going to see a get that has Eidim Psulim on it, then in such a case, it's mizuyif mitalcha, and even Rabbi Lazar would agree that's going to be possible. The simplest pshat of mizuyif mitalcha in this case would be that everybody knows that according to Rabbi Lazar, there are times that you're going to use the signatures on a get. For example, if the Eidim Masir are not around, people are going to use the signatures on the get. In this case, the signatures are possible, so you can't use them. Therefore, mizuyif mitalcha is possible. Rashi adds, our Gemara is saying that also shalol lishvat is going to be a problem mizuyif mitalcha. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil, Moder Rabbi Lazar mizuyif mitalcha asks why. Why in the world would it be possible in such a case? Tosfos in the second Tosfos asks. At the end of the day, I understand if you have krovim apsulim, so those are Eidim apsulim. If, according to Rabbi Lazar, the definition of lishma is ksiva lishma, and you don't need chasim lishma, so why if you have Eidim that didn't sign the Shema, you can't tell that there's any problem. The name looks exactly the same, whether it's Lishma or whether it's not Lishma. That's Tosis' kasha. So Tosis answers on the bottom of Dibra Maskel Modur of Elazar. Tosis says that's Xer of Chasima Atu Ksiva. That's Tosis' answer. I'm enjoying looking at the Talmidim that I was Zocha to learn the Sugya Bi'iyun with. And we spent a lot of time, I see a beautiful smile on Isaac's face, we spent a lot of time being Masbir, the Rajba, that the Rajba has a fancier pshat than Tosis. Tosis is the good Dafyomi pshat. The Rajba is the good Iyum pshat. So we'll try to say the Rajba's beautiful Iyum pshat in one sentence, which won't do it justice. The Rajba says that since the Chasima has to be done to substantiate the shtar when you don't have Eidim Mesira, then it becomes part of the definition of the Kasav, and it becomes part of the definition of the Kasav, then that has to be done with Shema. What exactly that means, that requires more Iyun, and Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zochet to learn it one day, the Iyun together. We should be Zochet to Chazer it together, for those of us who learned it together. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi gives another teretz. Ravashi is addressing why it is that we need Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtav Lishma. Ravashi Omar Mani Rabbi Yehudi. So he has a new Tana. Why do you need both Ksiva Chesima Lishma? It's a Shita Rabbi Yehudi. Sign Rabbi Yehudi Paisa Hachik Tei Ksiva Sivich Chesima Asai Betolish. We discussed in the previous daf that the halacha is, according to Rabbi Meir, all you have to do is cut off the get before you sign it. Rabbi Yehuda is in disagreement. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to have the ksiva and the chasima b'talshu. Meikar my time alone with Minalak Rabbi Yehuda. That was a simple answer. We had already been aware of that Mishnah on the top of Gimel Mebeis. So why all of a sudden did we wait until now? So the Gemara says, Madrina number Meir, we wanted to fit it according to Rabbi Meir, the Stama Sinsen Rabbi Meir. Madrina Rabbi Lazar, we wanted to go into Rabbi Lazar, the Kaimelon Hilchasakav say the Gittin, because we're passing like Rabbi Lazar. Zach Doberman has a good sense of humor. Zach Doberman started uploading the Shi'urim, the Iyun Shi'urim on Gittin, on the Tosas over here on the bottom, the Kamel Chasagurlos of Gittin, as the most important Tosas in Maseches Gittin. That's the title of the four Shi'urim so far. The most important Tosas in Gittin. So in the most important Tosas in Gittin, he's right. Tosas in the Dimas of the Kamel Chasagurlos of Gittin. Here we have the most important Tosas in Gittin. It will be Asr even for Daf Yomi, not to mention the basics of the Tosas. Tosas has four basic topics in this Tosas. Number one, Tosas of the opinion that when we say that we pass like Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't only mean that we pass an Eidim Mesirah Karsi in regards to Gittin, but it also applies to all Dine Mamnos. That's what we call Roman numeral 1 in Tosas. Roman numeral 2 in Tosas, that's the first two lines. Tosas, about 3-4 lines in, where he says, Ulefichach, first word on line is Magbinan, introduces the next massive Shas topic. And that's by the way going to be tomorrow's Iyun Shir. And that is Tosas introduces the idea that when we say that we follow Rebbe Lazar, you must have Eidim Mesirah Karsi. Didn't we know that? Doesn't everybody agree? The answer is no. There is a famous Shitas Arif, giving away a secret. There is a famous Shitas Arif, that's a well-known Shitas, it's not a secret. It's the most famous riff in all the Masechta. That the riff is of the opinion that when we say Rebbe Lazar Karsi, that means Af Eidim Mesirah Karsi. What does that mean? That Rebbe Lazar holds that both Eidim Chasim are Karsi and Eidim Mesirah Karsi. This Tosis disagrees. This Tosis of the opinion that Rebbe Lazar will always need Eidim Mesirah. So tomorrow be Iyun, we're going to have to discuss this big machlokes between Tosis and the Rif, whether we say Eidim Mesirah you always need, that's the position of Tosis, or do we say that either Eidim Mesirah or Eidim Chasimah Karsi. Then the next important part in Tosis is that Tosis says, and even Rabbi Meir, this appears 5 lines from the bottom of the Yomad, V'o deragel Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis then says that Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, even Rabbi Meir holds Eidim Chasima Karsi is of the opinion that you need Eidim when the get is given. In other words, even though he doesn't hold Eidim Mesirah Karsi, but you need Eidim. Why? because ein davar sheba erva pachus mishnayim. Whenever you have a ma'aseh gerushin, you always need two eidim. Then Tosa says, in another important comment, Tosa says, and according to Rabbi Lazar, you're always going to need eidim mesirah, whether we're talking about mammon or with gerushin. And then Tosa concludes, mi yesh lechalek. There are some opinions that say that Rabbi Elazar holds that a shtar works as a kinyan even if you just have eidei chasima. And somehow, mysteriously, Tosas concludes in these mysterious words, that was the Yuan Shir today, Tosas concludes that when it comes to shtar kinyan, then eidei chasima are going to be enough according to Rabbi Elazar. Only by kiddin and kiddushin it's going to be different, and then Tosas has some mumbo jumbo about hodas baldin that one requires to do a lot of Yuan of what Tosas is saying. So by this Tosas, a lot of important issues come up, whether we pass like Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shtaris, whether we need Eidim Mesira by all cases of Gittin, whether according to Rabbi Meir you need Eidim, the answer to that question is also yes, and a big machlokus amongst the Bali Tosas, many Bali Tosas are of the opinion that even though Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shtaris, but you can use Eide Chasima on Shar Shtaris. Let's take a look now, Vayter in the Halakha Gemara, 10, 11 lines in Dalet Amud Aleph, a entirely new topic. After we say that we pass on the Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, Tan Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Afa Mevi Min HaRekem Min HaCheger. We learned in our Mishnah that even if someone brings from an area called Rekem and Cheger, the halacha is that you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afil Nikfar Ludim Lud. What exactly is this machlokis about Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Ludim Lud? V'Omer Abaye. Abaye explained, B'Yoros HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael M'Vlos B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael Atzkinu. We're talking about cities that are next to Eretz Yisrael, and cities that are swallowed into the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. The best thing I have in mind from my high school days when I learned Gittin is Pac-Man. You see, you're Pac-Man, right? You have the, as the Pac-Man's about to eat the dot, so that's Muvlos B'tchum. If Pac-Man is Eretz Yisrael, the dot that's in his mouth, right? So you got, you follow what I'm saying, right? So the mouth, that's the city that's Muvlos B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. I saw this land. Mekuvi was a place in Bavel, the distance from Mekuvi to Pumpadisa. And now this is the description of the distance of these two cities. It's Smuchos L'Eretz Yisrael and Muvlos B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. Michlal, but the Tanakama does not say that. Michlal Tanakama Savahani Lotzarch. These do not read. Need. Why? Because they're so close and they're muvos. My la bakumifli. What's the machlokis? The marasavar, lefi she'ein bikin lishma v'hani gmiri. If you say the concept is lishma, like the opinion of Rabbah, that when you don't have lishma, then you can say fanechta, fanechta. So these people in this area, they already know. Marasavar, lefi she'ein eidim mitzulim l'kaimu. And some say it's based on the idea of ein eidim mitzulim l'kaimu. V'hani yunani lo shchichi. And it's not common to have Eidim in this case. Why is it not common to have Eidim in this case? Very, very simple, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel V'Omar Abaye Ayoros Halalu. If you go to the end of the Rashi, well, Rashi doesn't tell us everything about it. Rashi just concludes, V'afilu hachi eina me'eretz Yisrael. Rashi just says that they're not considered an Eretz Yisrael. So what would be the difference in terms of Lishma and non-Lishma? So presumably, what the Gemara is saying is as follows, that if you have an area that is already outside Eretz Yisrael, so then there isn't an easy flow back and forth because it's outside of the border. Then you got to present your passport every time you pass. So then it won't be Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaima. But to say that the people aren't as learned, that's less likely to say. So the Gemara suggests that maybe this machlokes tanoim should be the machlokes between Rabba and Rava. Continues the Gemara, Rava mitaretz l'tamei v'Rava mitaretz. Rava mitaretz l'tamei v'Rava mitaretz l'tamei. Each one answers according to their shita. Rava mitaretz l'tamei d'kuli alma fi shem b'kin l'shma. Rava answers according to his shita that everybody is not b'kin l'shma. V'hacha b'hacha mifligi tanakama sover. Hani kivan d'smuchos migmer gmiri. The Tanakama holds that since they're already smuchos, they are learned. V'asa Rav Gamliel Meimar, and Rav Gamliel says, Muvlos Gmiri. Rav Gamliel says, if they're already in this Pac-Man position, they're mamish surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on all three sides, so then in such a case, then it's most likely that they'll be learned. However, when it comes to smuchos lo Gmiri, Why? Because they're not surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, they're less likely to be learned. Vasa Rebbe Lazar Lameimah, Rebbe Lazar will learn. Muvlos Nami Lo. The same would apply to Muvlos. Shalot Hachlok Bimedina Sayyam. Einach Hanami, Rebbe Eliezer will hold that really, if we're our cheshbon is learning, you're right. If they're surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, they will be learned. However, we don't want to differentiate between different areas in Medinas Hayam. Rava mitatza tamei, but Rava's shita is ein edim mitzuyin kaima. Dekuli alam fishen mitzuyin kaima. Aye, then why does the Tanakama say you don't say fanechta by the smuchas? Tanakama salvar hani kivin the smuchas mishcha shchichi. If they're close, people go back and forth. That's, by the way, despite the fact that you have to present your passport. Vasaram Gamliel Mamuvlo Shrichi Smuchas Lo Shrichi. Rav Gamliel says if it's Mamish swallowed up in Eretz Yisrael, so then it will be common. If it's Smuchas not. Vasarab Lazlamem Mavlos Namilo Shalotachlok Mdina Sam. Rabbi Yezer again is Shalotachlok. Both according to Rabbah and Rava. Really it doesn't make sense once it's in the Pac-Man position. However, Shalotachlok Bimedina Sayam, therefore we say the Allah Wat. That you have to say fun nechta funai nechta. It's not. Gemara continues 5 lines to the bottom of Dalit. I'm an out of the Chachamim. I'm rim. Ain't no tzarich. She yoy mabit funai nechta. The Chachamim disagree with all the above. They say that reckon cheger, kvar ludim lulud. All of those cases you don't need to say the funai nechta funai nechta. Ain't so shem funai nechta funai nechta. Ella, when do you? 3 lines to the bottom. Maybe medina sayam vambayuch. So this is all quoting from our Mishnah that the Tanakh, that the Chacham disagrees with the above Tanaim and says that if you bring Medina Sayam Va'amaylech, so then in such a case you do. Let's make sure we translate those words correctly. Hamevi Mimedina Sayam, this is going to be important in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Hamevi Mimedina Sayam, a person that brings from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. Va'amaylech means that a person that sends from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. So the Chacham are of the opinion, then you say fanechta, fanechtam. It has to be obviously distant. Michlal, the Tanakama Savar. So we could deduce, the Tanakama disagrees. Molich lo tzarech. That if a person brings from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzaretz, you don't. Now, let's understand that. My lab, what's my machlok? It's the marso fishem mikin lishma. If you're all the chshash is lishma lahani gmiri. Was a pshat that if you bring from Eretz Yisrael, then they're learning. And the other man, the Amar, holds that it's not common for Edom. And this, and here too, over here, it's not going to be common for Edom to pass by. Each one will answer according to their shita. Rabbi Tarzatameh. In all cases, you have to say because of Lishma. Aye, then if it's Lishma, so then why is it that you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta by molech when you're coming from Eretz Yisrael? What's the chash? V'acha b'gzeiras molech atumevi kamiflegi. Here we have a machloik is a molech atumevi. In other words, if we're going to allow people to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz without saying b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, that what's going to happen is they're going to also come to think, make the same error as well when they bring from Chutz Laretz. Also, why? Because the Elal is, the plane looks exactly the same. Whether you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. They don't notice that. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, sits all the way in the back. And when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he sits all the way in the front. But most people don't have that sensitivity. My Rebbe, Rabbi Reisman Shlita, one of the Gedolei Marbitzei Torah of Tarvadas, used to say that you have two people get off the plane here in Eretz Yisrael and they see entirely different things. One person sees the Nokia advertisement or worse, and another person sees Trumas and Isers. He sees Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He sees the Chabad Shul. A lot of different things that you could see when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, we should always see the Veir of the Meraglim as they saw that's today's actual real daf. Today in the real world, Daf Yomi, that's what they talk about. What the Meraglim saw versus Soita Daf Lamid Dalit. What the Meraglim saw versus what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to see. V'achab igzeres malachata ma'evi kamifli. Tanakam is avar lo gazrin malachata ma'evi. Tanakam is of the opinion that we don't make igzer malachata ma'evi. Rabbanan basroi savri gazrin malachata ma'evi. And the Rabbanan hold no. The Rabbanan say that not only when you bring from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but even from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz because we're afraid that people are going to get confused. Rava holds that the reason why you have a fund of Nechta and Nechtam is because they're not going to be around. According to that opinion, then all the Rabban and Basrai are doing is simply reiterating what the Tanakhama holds. In other words, everybody, of course, would agree. Even the Tanakhama would agree that you have to bring with Bafanei Nechtam in both directions. Because if it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, then it's hard to get. It's an expensive ticket. You could get from Bronx to Manhattan for... They tell me that when I left the States, it was $150 on the subway. Now I think it's $250, $3. What is it on the subway nowadays? So you could get there either for $250 or $3, but to fly to Israel, it depends on the season, but it's going to cost you more money. Says the Gemara, it's not. If a person brings a get from one Medina to another in Medina's Hayam, that was also mentioned in Mishnah, we deduce that only if you're going from one Medina to the next. So if you're going from America to Europe, what about within America itself? So then you'll be Mekel. Oh, lo tzarech, then you don't need it. According to Rava, it's good, but according to Rabba, it's shver. Rabba is difficult because at the end of the day, if it's based on Lishma, so who cares? You're going from one block to next. You're going, I used to live on the Upper West Side on West 84th Street. Who cares if you're going West 84th to West 85th Street? Or you're going from one place to the other across the world. At the end of the day, people there don't know the halachos of Lishma. If people don't know the halachos of Lishma, they don't know the halachos of Lishma. So who cares whether it's Mimedina Lindina or Baosa Medina? So far, so good. Good, Chevra? Good. The Rav Nichol Rabba Kasha says, lo tema, ha Baosa Medina, Medina Seyam Lo Tzarech. Don't make that diuk that if it would be Baosa Medina, you don't need. Ela Ema Mimedina Lindina Be'eretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech. The diuk to make is that you say b'fayinechtam in all cases chutz laaretz, but medina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael, that's what's coming to emphasize. When it says maybe gem medina l'medina medina seyam, doesn't mean to say ba'osa medina you don't have to, but it means to teach you medina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael you don't have to. It's another diuk. So you can make the diuk in two directions. Medina l'medina medina seyam, ha ba'osa medina medina seyam, you don't have to. Says Gemara, that right doesn't make any sense. Must be medina l'medina medina seyam. You have to. Coming to tell you, Medina Dina Beretz Yisrael, you don't have to. But Medina Dina, Baosa Medina, the Medina Sayyam, then you do. Says the Gemara, but that also is going to be a kasha. That's going to also be difficult according to one mandomer. Ela Eim Medina Dina Beretz Yisrael Otzarech. Habehed Yekdani La. But didn't we learn? Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael Ein Otzarech Lam Fan Nechtam Fan Nechtam. Says Beferish that you don't. Mashma Medina Dina, even if you're going from one side of Eretz Yisrael to the other. Even if you're going over there in the Arab village of Kalia, I'm trying to pronounce the name of the village where the last terrorist came from. Even that village over there in the West Bank, Kalia, something like that. So even over there, that's clearly Beretz Yisrael, but then in such a case, it's hard to go back from one, it's dangerous to go from one place to the next. By the way, I always find it my Bible. I pass on my way home, we pass an area called Husan, right across from Beitar. There's a big sign, and it says that no Israeli is allowed to enter this area. This is a sign put up by the State of Israel. And if you go in, you are risking your life. That's what it says. Does it say a sign in the other direction? Doesn't say a sign in the other direction. You're coming into Israel. Doesn't say, it's a big, big sign. It says that no one takes responsibility of your life if you go into this Hashem Yirachem. Hasn't changed. Eretz Yisrael is not Poshut. We already see Maseches Gittin too. Hamevi get there, so in Sarachlon, fine nechna. Says Gemara, Ime he, have a mina, hani mili dievet. Ava lechatchila lo, that's only bidievet. But lechatchila, I might have thought that lechatchila what? That lechatchila you don't. That lechatchila you do have to say fine nechtam. So that's why we need to have both diyukim to tell us that the halach is that not only Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael that b'dieved you don't have to, but lechatchila if you brought it from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael that you don't have to do it at all. You don't have to say fanechla fanechta. Now I beg the question. I said, but what about the fact that in Eretz Yisrael there's some places that are dangerous, and Eretz Yisrael there's some places that you can't go from one place to the next. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. So l'chura that would be a raya that according to Manda Omar. Which, what is the reason we say afanechta afanechta? Because of lishma, or ein eidim mitzuyin lekaimo? L'chura it's a raya that it's based on lishma, because if it's ein eidim mitzuyin lekaimo, so then there are some areas that's hard to travel. V'ikud the most of the hachid, some ask the following question: Hamedina medina l'Eretz Yisrael lo tzarich l'rabba nicha. According to Rabba, it makes sense because every area in Eretz Yisrael is lishma. Goes to show you that's easier to learn Torah in an Arab village than it is in New York City. That's what emerges, right? According to Rabbah, of course they're going to know Lishma. Even in the middle of an Arab village, a Jew that's living in an Arab village, he's going to know Lishma. In Chutz Laaretz, that they're not going to. So Rabbah, it's fine. But Lerava Kasha, according to Rabbah, the idea is Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimo. If there's another village that's dangerous to go into, so then why don't you have to say Fanechta, Fanechta? Says Gemara, Lo Teim Abdinam Dinam Beretz Lo Tzarech. Really, even Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, you do need. Elo Eima Haba Osa Medina Medina Sayyam Lo Tzarcha. Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, my Tzarech. If you're going to say that's the way to read it, that even Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, you need it, and then it will work according to Rava. Listening, then it should say, Amevi Medina Medina Stam. It should just say, Amevi Medina Medina, you always have to say, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. My Tzarech. Listening, Amevi Medina Medina Stam. Says the Gemara, Lo Olam Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael Namilot Tzarech. Really, even Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, even if there's difficult times in Eretz Yisrael, you also don't. Why? The Kivan the Ikole Regal Mishkach Shrichi. During the time that they're Ole Regal, so then it's common for people to go back and forth. So you see that the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael in certain areas today are worse than it was in that particular time. Once upon a time, it wasn't common for people to travel back and forth, but then it was Ole Regal. When it was common for Jews to travel, then it was safe. Was it just the Sukkot? There were people who were murdered right here by not the safest way to walk. If you walk through Shar Yafo and Shar Shbot Beis Hashem, it should always be safe, but it really should be safe even through Shar Arayot. So you see that it's more dangerous today than it was in the time of the Mishnah. Because there were people who were murdered here being Ola Rega. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. It's very, very painful. Very painful. So in the time of the Gemara, it wasn't common, maybe it wasn't even safe, and it wasn't common for people to travel, but during the Ole Regal, it was common for people to travel. So since it was common for people to travel, then that's enough fanechta, fanechta. What emerges from this Gemara is quite a chidush. What emerges from this Gemara is that as long as it's common for during three times a year for people to, for the Eidim to go back and forth, then that would be enough. Then we're not worried about the get. I might have thought, no, that you need to be able to get there every Monday and Thursday. No, you don't need to be able to get there every Monday and Thursday. Just if they're Ola Regal, that's going to be enough. Says the Gemara, Tenech b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayom, but that's in regards to when beis hamikdash was around, people felt safe to travel. By the way, the pasuk promises that you should never be afraid to be Ola Regal, and that you could leave your house open, and the Chazal understand from the Psukim that the enemies are not going to take your stuff. So that was only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ma'ikil Me'imber. And we saw it this year. The Haftacha wasn't true because there was no Beis HaMikdash. Right. Says the Gemara, Kivan Di'ika Batei Dinim De Kviyam Mishkach Shrichi. Says the Gemara, since there are Batei Dinim that are Kviya, so there are common Batei Dinim that have Dayanim and litigants that are going back and forth, so then that's even better than Ola Regal maybe. Because we know Batei Dinim Kfuin meet even every Monday and Thursday. It might be totally, my Ha'ara will be totally on the above Shakta Vitaria, and then that's going to be enough. Mishkach Shrichi, it's going to be common to have people going back and forth, and therefore you'll have a fine echta, and the mission is beautiful. When the mission seems the same, Medina, Medina, Beretz Yisrael, everything is okay. It's not like the case where you have, in those days, they didn't have the Arab terrorists that weren't allowing people to go from place to place, that your life was in danger. And therefore, even during the Zman Meis HaMikdash Kayim, will be enough three times a year that people will be going back and forth. And in times of Eidim Abatei didn't influence, and it was even more common for people to be going back and forth. Therefore, there's no need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Obviously, it begs the question of the dangerous areas in Eretz Yisrael today. What would one say about B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta? We have halacha for the daily daf for that, but that's not in the Daf Yomi. Gemara continues. Tan. 9 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Me'egmunya L'Me'egmunya. Even if you have one district going from one district to another district. Rashi on the Mishnah explains that Me'egmunya L'Me'egmunya means that there were two different warlords that were in charge of the area. So then in such a case, even within one area of Eretz Yisrael, you need to say, V'fanef Nechta, V'fan Nechta. V'amr Rav Yitzchak Yerachas Choseb Eretz Yisrael V'asasya Shema. There was Shema. And there was a city who actually was divided by two different warlords. V'ayibal Beis Egmonesha Makbin Zelzel Ficha Chutzuchu L'omer Me'egmonya L'Me'egmonya. That's why we need to say Me'egmonya L'Egmonya, because there were very particular pockets, not like today, where left and right there are places that's dangerous to go. But in the time of the Mishnah, there were a few pockets that they were makbid not to let people go through. Now, by the way, here it doesn't say that there was a danger of murder, but it wasn't easy to go back and forth. Analyzes the Gemara, l'Rava nicha l'Rava kasha. According to Rava, it's good. According to Rava, it's shver. Why is it Shver according to Rabbah? According to Rabbah, who says that's all about Bikin L'Shema. So it's just a problem that there are different warlords, they're not letting people go from one place to the next. But as we said, every city in Eretz Yisrael, people know Hilchas Gittin. It's not as bad as in New York. It's better in Eretz Yisrael. So there, everybody knows about Hilchas Gittin. So if everybody knows about Hilchas Gittin, it's better than in New York. So then in such a case, according to Rabbah, why do you need to say Fanechta, Fanechta, by Megmunya, Megmunya? Answers the Gemara, Yisod Gadol. Everybody underline this in their Gemara. Rabbah Islay de Rav. Rabba holds of Rava. In other words, according to Rabba, there are two reasons to say Fanechta, Fanechtam. Either Ein Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaima or Ein Bikin L'Shma. What's going to be the Nafgamina? Nafgamina is going to be, as the Gemara is about to spell out, in Chutz Laaretz, West 84th Street to West 85th Street. According to Rava, everybody gets along. It's liberal Manhattan. Everybody gets along until you have a mugger. But otherwise, everybody gets along. So there, 84th Street to 85th Street, in such a case, there's no reason for Farbifan Nechta, Fanei Nechta. However, if we're talking about Lishma, so then in terms of Lishma, you're going to need it. So according to Rava, who says the only reason is Ein Eidim Mitzvah in the Kama, you won't have to say Fanei Nechta from 84th Street to 85th. But according to Rava, you will. However, Rava himself will agree in an area where there's Lishma, but there's not Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaimo, you also have to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam. That's the Chiddush of Rabba Islay to Rav. El Maibinai, what's the difference, says the Gemara, as we just pointed out? Ika Beinayda Siyu Beitrei. Like we discussed all the way on Beis on Beis. If you have two Eidim that bring it, then you don't have to say Fanechtam, Fanechtam. Ayin Rashi Vetesha Shamach Loikis. Why? Do you know that? Why is it that you don't have to say Fanechta, Fanechta when it comes to Asiyu Beitrei? That's a machlokis, however you explain. But according to Rava, you don't. Inami, Ma'osa Medina, Medina Sayam. Or else, 84th Street to 85th Street. Ma'osa Medina, Medina Sayam. According to Rabbah, in such a case, you still don't say Fanechta, Fanechta, because there's also a reason of Lishma. Mitzui Edim are Mitzui in the Kaimel. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalit in Mesechus Kittur.